Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's turn our attention now to Stephen Jones. Stephen, how you doing today, man?
Hey, doing good. How about you guys?
Well, I mean, we're always better after a win. You know, it's a more positive week in DFW, right?
Well, you know I am, and certainly our organization is when we get that W. And I know, it wasn't all together perfect, but you don't apologize for winning on the road in the NFL.
I'm kind of curious because I know yesterday you kind of had to move some things, and I'm assuming it was personnel. Whenever you learn of a guy like Anthony Brown and his situation, like what kind of chaos does that emit for your Monday?
Well, it's not one of the things I like about this football team is our depth, and that's one of the as it turns out, it's working out to our benefit here as we have. Jordan Lewis there that was also manning and doing a hell of a job for us this year, that nickel cornerback position. And then we have, obviously some flexibility back there. Xavier Woods, if he needed to, could come down in and play that nickel corner if need be, and those type of things. So, we've just got, if we can, play a little better defense going forward, we really still like this young football team. We've got good depth. Certainly Cam Fleming came in and did a nice job when Lyle got tweaked again yesterday. So, we've got it in a good place. It's just we need to continue to strive to play a little better football.
Is there any particular aspect of the defense that you immediately point to that needs to be improved? Because a lot of the Metroplex is nodding their head agreeing with you right now. Is it the tackling? Is it creating turnovers? Like, where do you fall on that?
I think if anything, one of the things I'd say, about our defense is, we're a bend but don't break type defense, and we didn't do a good job of that. I mean, we play very sound defense. We don't give up many big plays. And, if anything, we pride ourselves in holding teams when it gets right down to it to field goals. And, we just got to continue to look at ways to maybe get a little more pressure, which as – as I said, we're very, very sound in what we do. We just, and don't give opportunities to the other team to make more plays. But we may, as we move forward, do a little more, here and there in terms of getting some pressure and making some plays on the ball. As you said, getting turnovers, getting more negative plays so we can, get the teams out. Now, to the defense of the defense, we did give them two short fields there early where they got their first 14 points between the turnover on the offensive side and then the big punt, kick return. We gave them a short field twice on their 28 points. But, we still feel if we're going to be a championship caliber team, we've got to play a little better defense.
Now, we got Stephen Jones joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. The When you saw Michael Gallup have the opportunity to step up in against the Jets, it didn't quite happen. This week, Amari Cooper, he's there and he gets that Michael Gallup gets that opportunity. Randall Cobb gets that opportunity. They did step up in this game. Does that give you guys more confidence about what y'all can do in the passing game with Dak and that trio?
No question. And you throw Pollard in that mix, who can be a threat as a back out of the backfield, and we saw some of the things we could do with him the other day. If they're going to sit up there and dare us to throw the ball, which is the last two games, both teams have been dead set on stopping the run and seeing if Dak and, our weapons can move the ball and beat them. And I think it does certainly makes you feel real good that you can do that. The only question mark that we want to that we have to get better on is just these, starting faster. We just, the last, couple of games, we've hadn't been able to go down the field and get some touchdowns and some points early, both against the Vikings and the Lions. And Boy, when we do that, it seems to go a whole lot better. But that would be the case for most teams, and we understand that. But we do have to continue to be more efficient on the offensive side, especially early in the game.
Do you think that the starts can be, we got to identify better in the week leading up what we can do to get that thing going, or is it a physical thing on the field?
I think it's just making the plays and executing. I think the players are there. I mean, we obviously fumbled the ball on the first possession and, you know, didn't make the plays we need to make. So it's just, you know, it's a work in progress. You know, you're certainly looking at an offense, which, you know, I hadn't looked this week to see where we finished up, but it's, you know, at the top, if not the top offense in the league in terms of yards. And, you know, we are scoring points. It's just at the beginning of the game, we seem to struggle a little bit more.
I always hear when it's time for the Academy Awards, people talking about awards campaigning and stuff. Is there anything we can do or anything you guys can do to really get this Dak MVP campaign off the ground? I don't know if you want to announce that now, but what can we do to make sure we push him to the front?
Well, I think he's doing anything and everything a guy needs to do on a good football team to be in that conversation. I mean, he's playing at a very high level right now. He's certainly given us lots of opportunities to win these football games, and we're just so fortunate to have him. And you know, as I said, he's playing to me. I don't see any quarterback playing at a higher level than Dak right now. So, as I said, we're lucky to have him. He's certainly doing things. He's making plays with his feet to extend plays, and then making plays down the field. Obviously, I think you know, he's getting some offensive coordinators' attention because you know, they want to sit in there and they want to stop Zeke and stop the run, and he's showing that if that's what they want to do, then we certainly can move the ball through the air, and he's doing a great job of it.
I know we saw it to a certain extent in the Vikings game, except for some people will say when it mattered the most, but we definitely saw in the Lions game. Did you like seeing the offense in particular kind of abandon the concept of balance for momentum and sticking with what was working?
Well, obviously, as Dak gets, you know, as he grows as a quarterback in this league, he's going to put us in the plays that give us the best chance to have success. And when he sees those boxes loaded up to stop Zeke, then, you know, he's got the flexibility to move us into plays, you know, that we can have success with. And you're seeing that he gets better every week. He's gotten better every year. And as I've always said, he's got the it factor. He's got an insatiable appetite to want to be the best. And as I said, we're fortunate to have it.
Now, I know the next opponent you guys are up against in New England, their coach leaves no stone unturned. He watches everything. He pulls clips from everybody, much like Bill Parcells whenever he was around back in the day. And it's a very intriguing matchup here for Cowboys fans because we've kind of pointed to that as the game that was the bar. Okay, what can we be whenever we go up against that team right there? I know each week is kind of an interesting, unique challenge, but do some games bring a little extra juice?
Well, anytime you play two of the best ever be a part of the NFL, and I'm talking Bill Belichick and certainly Tom Brady and certainly their ownership group and Kraft, the organization. Yeah, I mean, that's a get your competitive juices flowing at the highest of levels. I mean, we hear all the time how people, you know, really get their A game to play the Cowboys. And certainly we feel that way about the Patriots. They're a great organization. They got, you know, probably goats at two spots in terms of their head coach, Coach Belichick, and Tom Brady. And, you know, if you can't get fired up about this, I don't think you got red blood in you. So this is a huge game. We're going to be playing it on a big stage up there in their backyard. And, you know, obviously if you're going to have a chance to win this game, we're going to have to play our very best football.
What potential spots do you look at around this franchise and this organization and think we might have some potential goats in the making there?
Well, I can look, you know, we're very fond of our guys. So whether you're talking about a Dak, a Zeke, a Tyron Smith, a Zach Martin, you know, a D-Law, you know, they're out there. Sean Lees, Jason Witten, you know, all these guys are, you know, top guys. And then we, you know, it's probably a little early for some of the younger guys, but,
you know, we believe in our guys and think they all have an opportunity here to put careers together that will, you know, certainly get them consideration for hopefully the Hall of Fame, and then who knows after that.
I know the contract negotiations are going on, but we don't want to forget Amari, right?
Oh, well, Amari's just been everything we could have hoped for, and he's certainly a you know, one of the top guys in this league, and we're certainly, you know, our offensive fortunes changed when he walked into the building, and we had some good ones in here, and Dak and Zeke and that offensive line, but he certainly had a lot of things get sorted out for us, and he's a special guy as well.
And with this coaching staff, you were able to add, you know, John Kitna and, you know, Kellen Moore. Have you, with the development of even Kellen Moore in the offense, what are you seeing with those guys as they grow?
Well, I just think, you know, quarterbacks, guys who've played quarterbacks in this league, much less for the Cowboys, you know, they know what it's like to be in that position. Quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, you know, a lot of people call us America's team. They understand it, and it was something that was, you know, big for us to have a guy like John Kitna, Kellen Moore, Jason Garrett. And then you throw in Nussmeier, who's a quarterback. You know, these quarterbacks have a great feel for the game. They have to put in the extra work. If you're going to be a quarterback in this league, going to be a quarterback in college, they understand the game. And I just think they've all been, you know, played a big role in Dak's development and then, of course, our offense's success this year. But as we all know, we got a lot of work left to do and, you know, feel like this is a team that we can get the job done with.
Have you and John Steven talked at all about who has the scarier opponent to face this week? Because LSU is obviously a monster as well.
Well, there's no question. We're getting ready and we're going into their backyard. So well, I'm getting ready to go witness two of the best of the best when it comes to going into someone's home field. They're obviously LSU number one in the country and probably New England the number one. Depending on who you ask, the number one team in the NFL. So we're going to see some, you know, some very fine opponents, football at its best, over this upcoming weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we always appreciate the time, good sir, and best of luck on Saturday and Sunday.
Hey, I appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir.
Good being on.
Steven Jones, the Dallas Cowboys, always, man, I really thought about asking him, but if you could only have one of those wins.
Oh,
which
man,
one would you
definitely going to be for LSU to lose, right?
Yeah.
No, it's about the Cowboys, Kevin.
I don't know, man. I told you that was the biggest spread in the
ridiculous.
History of the SEC. That would
ridiculous.
Be a monumental upset.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.